This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Everyone, this is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. It's great to be with you. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day. And it is a great sunshiny day. This first Saturday in the new year of 2017. Hope you had a good holiday, Christmas, and Happy New Year. Hopefully you're looking forward to this new year for new things and a vision. And hopefully that you have a purpose and reason to look forward to 2017, because this, I believe, can be your best year ever. Make some goals. And like I say every week when I close the radio show, do something today to be healthier today than you were yesterday. Do something this year to be healthier than you were last year. And there's all things we can do. And we're going to talk about some things here in just a minute. But I am Dr. Merkel, Doctor of Chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. And I've been here in the Miami Valley for over 30 years now. Okay, I've been saying 30 years for a few years. But anyway, over 30 years. And I've been right here behind this marvelous microphone of WHIO, AM 1290 and News 95.7 for now, going on over 21 years, something like that. And it is truly an honor to be with you. And I'd like to thank Health Foods Unlimited for sponsoring this show every year. They've been a steadfast, steady sponsor the whole time. And if you'd like to, if you're looking for some options to be healthy, some foods, organic, some cleaning products, maybe pet products and things like that that are the healthiest you can get, stop in at Health Foods Unlimited. It's by the Dayton Mall, then a Southtown Center. There's that big, I think, Christmas tree store there or something like that. But it's right there, and it's a big store. I mean, it is truly an asset to have this in our Miami Valley, the Health Foods Unlimited. And so stop in there, let them know you listen to this show, because we are thrilled that they are a sponsor. About our office, Take Two Healthcare. Take 2 weeks to try a safe, natural option. That's one of the things we talk about, and we believe that no matter what you've got, you've probably got some time to take a couple weeks, maybe 2 months, to try safe, natural option for almost no matter what you've got. All right. If you've been in an auto accident, you had a heart attack, obviously go to the emergency room. There's no better place than our emergency rooms, and there's truly some amazing things they can do. And there's time surgery is needed, no doubt, and some amazing things can be done. A friend of mine just had a heart valve repair. He's about 70 years of age, heart valve repair. I thought they'd put a replacement in. He said, no, this new repair procedure they have will last longer than an artificial one. So I'm not up on all the surgical things. That's not my specialty, but it's pretty neat that those are available when things go awry and it's needed. So truly amazing things. But there's some things we talk about here on the radio that are truly amazing. And outside the typical medical things. And we've got in our office, not just me, but we've got three other doctors. Dr. Natalie Yaley is certified in thermography. Read about thermography. It is a great, safe, pain-free breast scan. Safe, pain-free, no radiation scan that's used much more overseas in Europe and other countries, United States, and it helps to predict breast cancer. Mammogram tells you when you've got it. That's a little too late. Thermography tells you if you're headed toward it. Studies show it can predict breast cancer, the conditions are right to develop breast cancer 15 years before you get it, 10 to 15 years. Wouldn't that be nice? If you see conditions that you can fix. And we've had callers and cases that Dr. Yaley has talked about where people had certain things show up on a thermography, and then where through a nutritional program and corrected them and resolved those conditions that could lead to breast cancer. Pretty cool technology. And again, that is at our Take Two Healthcare Center. We've got Dr. Dyer, who's certified, board certified in acupuncture, and he is just about a few weeks to go on having his board certification in clinical nutrition like I have. And those are two difficult to get board certifications, one in acupuncture, one in clinical nutrition. He's studying, oh my gosh, every time I see he's got a spare minute, he is studying for his board tests and things like that, his material he's got to do. And not only Dr. Dyer studying for that, but Dr. Ashley Marchek is also right behind Dr. Dyer in getting her board certification in clinical nutrition. And she's also working toward her board certification in acupuncture. So very unique services we have there. And we do thermography, chiropractic. We are chiropractors, and we're a little more than a traditional chiropractic office. In fact, in a sense, we do a lot of nutritional work. And I was listening to Mark Weber, and he talks about get your soil tested by a certified arborist or something like that. You know, that's what you got to do with your blood work, too. You need to get a proper blood test, done by someone who can look at you from a health standpoint, not just a disease standpoint, which is what your medical doctor does. Now, I got a quick story here to tell you. As you may or may not be aware of, I travel a fair amount, and I lecture and I teach laboratory analysis to four doctors for CEU, continuing education credits. And I've done this for several years, and most of the people I talk to are chiropractors and naturopaths, a few medical doctors, DOs, some veterinarians, that type of thing, but mostly chiropractors, but there are some MDs. And I do a lot of consulting for these doctors. You know, your local doctor, he may have a guy, he may be working for a clinic, and he's got lots of people he can run things by and that type of thing. Well, a lot of chiropractors and either family medical practitioners are on their own. And so I provide, one of the things I do is I provide consulting for these doctors. And so a lot of times they bring their tough cases, and we work with them to help manage these tough cases. Well, one of our doctors contacted me, wanted to know what I thought about this case. Now, she's been a doctor who's worked with me for, oh my gosh, probably 5 or 8 years. Very knowledgeable, has some phenomenal cases. And the way this went down, this patient went to his medical doctor. Medical doctor did the basic standard medical annual physical panel, which is pretty much nothing. It's only what the insurance will allow him to do. So your annual physical that you think is a great thorough evaluation by your medical doctor, it's not. I've been doing this for 30 years, and that test is far less than it was 30 years ago because insurance won't pay for it. And medical doctors are only going to do what insurance will pay for. All right. Because the blood test that I'm going to recommend, if you bill it through insurance, we actually had this happen a year and a half or 2 years ago, where the blood test that we recommend everybody take as a baseline, a standard baseline test, was another associate doctor that I consult with. His patient said, well, I'm going to go to my medical doctor and have my medical doctor order this blood test. So it's an investigational, extensive blood test. You can go onto my website and see it, Take Two Healthcare. And the patient got a bill for $8,000 for his blood test that he could have got in our office for less than, I think, around $400, $500, something like that. $8,000 versus $500. In fact, a vitamin D that's part of our panel is medically $300 by itself. And so this doctor, even though the patient came in and said, hey, I already got this test from my medical doctor and da-da-da, and he didn't find anything wrong, this doctor said, the doctor that contacted me did the thorough test that I recommend that you can see on our website at Take Two Healthcare. And so this patient did that blood test. And the doctor saw some very serious problems. Very serious health problems that were not tested by this patient's GP. And so it was so critical, the patient was called by this doctor And basically, her the numbers show that this patient is at great risk for dropping dead from a heart attack. From serious heart attack, but the patient felt fine. But the patient took the doctor's report. If you patients out there are listening, you know you get a thorough evaluation, often an 18 to 20 page report detailing exactly what all this means, all the test results mean. And the report is color coded, you red, yellow, and blue, so it's easy to see where the problems are. And this doctor explained in detail to the patient how critical it was and what needs to be done. And so the patient's all worried and took the report to the GP, medical doctor. The medical doctor saw the doctor's name on it and said to the patient, "What is this? I don't say the word BS." And basically threw it back to the patient and said, "We just did a blood test. Don't worry about it." And now the blood test that this that my associate did, friend did, was late last year, and in December, a week before Christmas, the patient died. Had a massive heart attack that was predicted by the blood test that we did, that she did. And the stuff on this panel, if the doctor would have looked at it, should have alerted them to serious situations. But the doctor was so arrogant that he wouldn't even consider that he didn't do a good job. And so the patient died. Now, why this has come back to me? Because the patient's wife remembered what this doctor said and remembered the response from the medical doctor, and there may be, I'm not predicting anything, not saying it should or not, but maybe looking at legal ramifications that the doctor, medical doctor, just didn't do his job because of his arrogance. He totally ignored, wouldn't even look at findings that he had never even seen. So it's like we do testing. And we do blood testing far more thorough than your regular doctor, because your doctor can only do what the insurance will pay for. We're out of that. So $8,000 for this blood test, you get it for us for less than $500. Now, and with that, we'll include a hair test and some other things too. And once a year, now I know Mark Weber and probably Dave, our auto shop guy, coming after this, recommends getting an evaluation, letting an expert look at it so you don't wait till your car breaks down or before you plant something and won't grow, to get an evaluation done. And that's what we're recommending everybody do, is get a complete blood test and add a cancer panel. 80% of cancers will show up in the blood, and many conditions will show up in the blood long before you have symptoms. And so it's what we recommend you do. Get a hormone panel, and there's another special blood test that indicates heart health. It's called the BNP. And so there's tests that we do that, no offense, but there are a lot of medical doctors who've been in practice a while. They got their head in the sand, and they only do what they do. They're not up on some of these other tests that are not uncommon, and some of your specialists will know what they are, but not all medical doctors are up and knowledgeable about these things. I believe too many medical doctors are just drug pushers. They just pass out more and more drugs. And so how sad that is. Now, I know we got a break here coming up. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Prevnar and the pneumonia shot. Should you get one? You're listening to Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Enjoy your new year with Health Foods Unlimited, and enjoy special savings going on now with our wide selection of brands, including Garden of Life, Solgar, New Chapter, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Nordic Naturals, Avalon, Derma E, and Andalou. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy, and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods. It's a brand new season of live harness racing at Miami Valley Gaming. Every Friday through Tuesday, January 6th to May 8th, we host Ohio's most exciting racing action with both evening and matinee post times.
Fire off for the races!
So get down to the track and get ready to get lucky at Miami Valley Gaming. Just off I-75 at exit 29. Gambling problem? In Ohio, call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Another very cold day, sun and few clouds at times this afternoon. Highs will climb into the teens. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Civi Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio.
Now, let's return to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to better living on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back. This is Dr. Merck with Take 2 Healthcare. Take 2 weeks to try a safe, natural option. The patient I was just telling you about would have been good if he had tried the this chiropractor's thing, because it would have. I was looking back at the report, and clear back in June, he is at extreme high risk for heart attack that the medical doctor pretty much ignored. But he had test findings that showed extreme risk. But here's a philosophical difference, too. We're trained as chiropractors, and our philosophy in anything we do is to avoid, prevent disease, truly prevent disease. Because the earlier you find a problem, always a better result you will have. The earlier you find a problem, always a better result you will have. However, the medical profession is more geared toward crisis management. When you have a heart attack, boom, they come in, guns blazing, rescue the day, they're heroes. Man, everybody applauds them. Oh, you saved my life and all this stuff. No doubt he did. The guy who I was just telling you had a heart valve repair. Saved his life, no doubt. Not taking anything away from that. But most, probably 90% of all conditions, 95%, could be avoided and prevented if you would get tested before those things develop. Now, I'm not saying the heart valve, but definitely 95% of other things could be taken care of if you catch them early enough. Diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, liver disease, heart disease, kidney disease, all show up in the blood long before you have symptoms, long before you need drugs, long before you're in serious conditions, but you gotta get tested right for it. So, anyway, we are into pneumonia. And I was watching TV last night, and the big Prevnar 13 is what you need. It used to be Prevnar, then Prevnar 7, now Prevnar 13. What's wrong? Didn't a regular Prevnar and number 7 work? Well, let's see what's happening. Okay, let's see. How common is pneumonia? That's from the Vitamin D Council. Are you at risk of getting pneumonia? Okay. Here's the factors that are medically accepted. If you're less than 2 years of age or over 65 years old, you are at greater risk of pneumonia. I'm going to try and explain why here in a minute. If you have other, now they say health conditions, let's say disease conditions like lung disease, diabetes, and autoimmune disease. Do you smoke cigarettes? And do you already have a respiratory infection like the cold or flu? Do you have difficulty swallowing due to stroke or dementia? Are you living in a nursing home? Have you had recent surgery or trauma? Are you using alcohol excessively? And now here's my comment. Any drugs, especially those that suppress your immune system, is going to accelerate or suppress your immune system and make you more susceptible to pneumonia. Now, a little quick article on vitamin D, because I got this from the some of it from the Vitamin D Council. Researchers think that vitamin D may be a factor in whether or not someone develops pneumonia and how severe their symptoms may be. Studies have shown that people who develop pneumonia tend to have low levels of vitamin D. Some researchers think that giving vitamin D supplements to people with pneumonia may help them to improve faster. But did you notice that people who have high levels of vitamin D don't get pneumonia or don't get much. And if you do get pneumonia, giving vitamin D may help you recover faster. Now, vitamin D levels for years medically used to be something around like less than 20, then up to 40. I want you to be at least 70 on the number. Now, remember, the vitamin D is a $300 test, which is why most medical doctors won't run it. I think you get that. Now, don't hold me to this because I'm going to be within a few dollars. I think you get that same blood test in our office, not for $300, but for $30. Not $300, but $30. Okay? Wow. $300 for vitamin D. Just blows my mind. Okay, relationship. And now here's another article by West African Journal of Medicine. Relationship between vitamin D levels and outcome of pneumonia in children. Studies showed that vitamin D insufficiency, not solely deficiency, may have an important role to play in the immune system. It may therefore affect the response of a child to infections, especially pneumonia. Now, it said not just deficiency, but insufficiency, not optimized vitamin D. If you don't have optimal vitamin D levels, your child is more susceptible. In fact, let me just say, everyone is more susceptible to pneumonia, the flu, the cold, everything else when you're low in vitamin D. You can take 5,000 international units of vitamin D a day for a whole year, and it'll cost you less than $40. And it is safer and better than any of your pneumonia or flu shots. In fact, there have been studies, and I don't have it right here in front of me, that taking vitamin D helped reduce medical wards of people getting the flu. Okay, let's see. Pneumonia vaccine shown to actually increase bacterial infections it is supposed to prevent. Huh. Pneumonia vaccine is shown to actually increase bacterial infection it is supposed to invent. Prevent. Bacterial infections are becoming increasingly drug resistant and harder to treat, which is why the Infectious Disease Society of America, the IDSA, recently issued new treatment guidelines for sinusitis. And buried on page 16 of their report is the acknowledgement. See, buried it way down in 16 is acknowledgement that certain hard to treat bacterial infections in children are on the rise because of the widespread use of the conjugated pneumococcal vaccines. That's your Prevnar 7, your Prevnar 13. Did you get that? Certain hard-to-treat bacterial infections in children are on the rise because of the widespread use of the pneumococcal vaccine. Bacterial infection is on the rise since introduction of pneumonia vaccine. Although pneumococcal disease caused by 7 strains, which is why it was called Prevnar 7, declined after widespread use, and I'm stating what the article said, that with the use of Prevnar 7, that pneumonia caused by those strains did go down. One strain called 19A developed super resistance and is now causing pneumococcal disease that is antibiotic resistant. So what did the FDA do, or the drug company? They licensed. Now, that was for Prevnar 7. Well, because Prevnar 7 was working, they now have licensed Prevnar 13, which is supposed to be good for about 80 different strains of pneumococcal bacteria. Now, the health community has known for years that non-vaccine serotypes that these pneumonia not covered by vaccine and were not resistant to the vaccine, not only quickly replaced the 7 that were in the vaccine, but were also causing non-invasive pneumonia to increase by 71%. Because of the 13 now, the Prevnar 13 is being used since 2010, there's been an increase in invasive non-vaccine type pneumonia to increase by 71%. So you got, I don't know, 100 types of pneumonia, and you got a Prevnar 13 that takes care of 80, but those 20 are now allowed to flourish. And they're not resistant to the vaccine. And the ones that aren't resistant to the vaccine tend to be the meaner, nastier ones. So what do you do about it? I guess we got to take a break here. Well, we're going to finish up this Prevnar pneumonia vaccine thing. When we come back, you're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take 2 Healthcare.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and at the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 11:31. I'm Jonah Adi with an AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO news update. Our top story, the FBI is working to help investigators in Florida piece together a violent shooting spree in Fort Lauderdale.
I'm meteorologist Carrie and Merritt. More snow, rain, and a warm-up all on the way. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, we've got crews on scene to an accident on Wenger Lawn Road and Dayton Greenville Road in Clay Township. Also, the Dayton Fire Department's reportedly on scene to a structure fire on Grafton Avenue in Dayton. And it's our top story. At a press conference, the agent in charge from the FBI in Florida discussed the ongoing investigation into yesterday's attack.
We've conducted roughly 175 witness interviews. We've recovered video, physical evidence, and we continue to pursue every investigative lead. We have not ruled out anything. We continue to look at all avenues and all motives.
FBI Special Agent in Charge in the Miami Division, George Pirro, reporting, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago allegedly opened fire on people at a baggage claim using a gun he pulled from his luggage. Investigators say he's a veteran of the U.S. Army National Guard and was receiving psychological treatment therapy recently.
Dayton's 24-hour news is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news now.
Well, rate hikes are making for some unhappy customers in one Miami Valley community.
Miamisburg utility customers are questioning their bills, but city officials say that's the cost of keeping local control. Miamisburg is in the second year of five annual rate hikes to pay for EPA-mandated upgrades to its water and sewer system.
Nick Blizzard will have more in Monday's Dayton Daily News. Now, the Storm Center 7 forecast.
Another very cold day, sun and few clouds at times this afternoon. Highs will climb into the teens, but with a breeze this afternoon, it will likely feel at or below zero all day. If you have any evening plans, be sure to bundle up. Temperatures will be quickly falling back into the single digits. A chance for a few flurries possible, especially far northern Miami Valley tonight, but most will be dry with partly cloudy skies and highs near 20 degrees tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Live Doppler 7 HD radar is clear, but very cold still in Dayton. We've got 13 degrees in Springfield, 8 degrees here in Dayton at 11:33. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Enjoy your new year with Health Foods Unlimited and enjoy special savings going on now with our wide selection of brands, including Garden of Life, Solgar, New Chapter, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Nordic Naturals, Avalon, Derma E, and Andalou. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy, and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
WHIO News Time is 11:35. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Merkel with Take 2 Healthcare. Take 2 weeks to try a safe, natural option, and that's what we're recommending. Now, I'm going to go back right to this Prevnar thing. And the reason we have a Prevnar 13 is because of the Well, let's see. There were 70? No, there are over 700 recombinations when antibiotics are used. And you can pretty much bet when Prevnar 7 didn't work, those little bugs, they mutate. They modify themselves and they become more resistant. So now we're at Prevnar 13. Well, you think that these bugs are going to become resistant or mutate and be unaffected by the Prevnar 13 vaccine? Sure. And who knows? Oh, which can I predict? Let's see. This is the year 2017. By the year 2025, we'll be up to Prevnar what? 30? Prevnar 30. And all the while, these bacteria, these bugs are getting nastier and more resistant. The ones that survive are the more resilient and nasty. And now, let's see. It is, will the vaccine, well, okay, the Prevnar vaccine, and I'm reading here. When the Prevnar vaccine was originally introduced, the bacteria had already morphed into a new gene type. By the time Prevnar was even on the market, that bug had already mutated where the vaccine did not work against part of the thing it was supposed to take care of. Prevnar 7 was supposed to take care of this serotype called 19A. By the time the vaccine got out on the market, 19A had modified itself to where it was no longer affected by the vaccine. And that's why we're at number 13 now. Lucky 13, right? So, there were 700 recombinations detected. Vaccines carry health risks and do not guarantee protection against contracting infectious disease. In fact, no long-term studies with Prevnar have ever been conducted to evaluate whether associated with the development of chronic illness or disability. Now, the clinical trials are pretty interesting. Even the latest ones on Prevnar 13. You know what their control was? You know when you do studies on things, the scientific method is you have your controls, which are ones that you just watch. They're the same age, same thing, everything, da-da-da. So to detect this number 13, because they want to look at side effects. What side effects do they have? And there's you look online, Google Prevnar 13 side effects. There's a whole list of side effects. Sounds like the flu, a lot of them are pneumonia. Anyway, a lot of serious side effects can develop. But when you look at that, they tested Prevnar 13 against Prevnar or Prevnar 7 to see if the side effects were virtually the same. And they were, so I think it's okay. Well, why not compare it to people that didn't get vaccinated and see if they got the same reactions or same problems? Now, isn't that ridiculous science? Isn't that just bad science to compare people that got a little modification of a vaccine rather than people that didn't get vaccinated? There's a number of sudden infant deaths because of this. There were 12 deaths. 5 were labeled sudden infant death as a part of the clinical trial. And each dose of Prevnar contains aluminum and other adjuvants. It's also aluminum's a neurotoxin. And it suggested the widespread use of Prevnar vaccine is leading to other unforeseen consequences like increase in bacterial infections and emergence of antibiotic-resistant super germs like MRSA. Other vaccines produce serious unintended adverse events. So what do you do? Well, first of all, I don't recommend anybody get a pneumonia shot or flu shot. My mother, 85 years of age, has never had one. Never had a flu shot. Never had a pneumonia shot. She's in great shape, great health. But she takes vitamin D about every day. Do you think there's a correlation there? Why wouldn't medical doctors recommend that? Because they don't make any money selling vitamin D. The drug companies are pushing them. Why do our politicians push the vaccines? Because they get money from the drug companies. Vitamin D, $40 a year, isn't going to drive the medical machine. Isn't going to drive the drug companies. So the things I'm telling you, there is no interest in these things. Now, they're talking about super pneumonia bugs. Super serious, bad stuff. Do you think these bacteria and viruses are really super bad? Okay, they are bad for some people. But if they were that bad, wouldn't everybody who works in a hospital get them? I mean, the worst bugs in the state are in your local hospital. The nastiest bugs are in your hospital. The last place you want to be if you're sick is where all the nasty bugs are, and at your hospital. But if they're so nasty, why doesn't everybody get sick? Oh, it's because they wash their hands. No, it's not. Okay, though they might need to wash their hands better, but that's not it. Maybe these superbugs only attack people who have a suppressed immune system. Maybe they attack people who have low vitamin D, they have low minerals, they have low vitamin E or calcium or magnesium. That's why we do the testing. Maybe there's a reason why they are susceptible to this stuff. Why is it I'm almost 60? I've never had a flu shot or pneumonia, and I've not gotten those things. Of course, I'm not on any drugs either, but that's my choice because I choose to do things to keep healthy. Now, if you choose otherwise, if you choose to be unhealthy, and it is a choice for 99% of you out there, if you choose to be unhealthy and if you need drugs, you are unhealthy. If you are on any drugs, you do not have optimal health, and those drugs do suppress your immune system because it takes your liver, has to break those drugs down, and it does suppress, weaken your immune system. So, what do you do? Well, if you want to get off the drugs, your doctors probably aren't going to be the one to do it. Your medical doctors aren't going to be the one to do it because that's how they make their money. But if you'd like to get healthier, then you see someone like us. At Take Two Healthcare. That's why our tagline is take 2 weeks to try a safe, natural option. And we've talked about many things. I got to tell you about one of our cases I've talked about for 10 years. She's actually a guest on radio. We just updated a blood test on this lady had stage four breast cancer. It had metastasized. She had a spot in her liver and lungs. And when they did the surgery, 3 out of 3 lymph nodes were positive. And because of the scan that showed a spot and the lymph nodes, they gave her 8 to 10 years to live. Well, she is now in year number 10. And her cancer marker, the one I first saw her 10 years ago, was 185. It should be less than 38. Her number that we just last tested was under 20. No chemo, no radiation, no hormone therapy. And she avoided all that because she made a choice. She came to me. We gave her an option. She followed through with it. And she is in great shape. Now, medical profession, they want to hear about that? Not on your life. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, I was thinking about on the way in to do the radio show, and I didn't get a chance to look it up. What are the major industries in this city? And I'll bet there's probably two of the major industries, or some of the major industries, probably in the top 10, are medical care, medical facilities that hire lots and lots of people at cancer centers, the heart centers, all these other centers. But what would happen? I see the pink ribbon, kind of drives me crazy. The pink ribbon, find the cure. Do you really think they want to find a cure? Okay, let's just go out into Never Never Land and think, okay, suppose there was a cure, a pill that cured all cancer. What would happen to the economy and to thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, thousands and thousands of doctors would be out of a job? Drug companies would be gone. Half the hospitals would probably close just by the cure for cancer. Do you think they really want that? No. Now, I've talked to you for over 20 years now about cases with cancer and MS and lupus and some amazing cases, absolutely amazing cases. And medical doctors have seen those. They all just slough them off like that, or doc, just throw them and say, well, that's just spontaneous remission. It's just unusual how often at our center, Take Two Healthcare, we get spontaneous remission for things that medical doctors couldn't do anything for. So if you like an option, if you're tired of taking drugs, you want to try something new, something better, you want to start 2017 off on the right foot, try something different. Go to someone who truly understands healthcare and how the body is supposed to respond, and that's what we do. That's why we do the testing. And it's I'm always amazed. I do a blood test twice a year, and it's an extensive blood test. It's not just a couple tubes of blood. And I was talking to somebody. Yeah, their doctor's blood test that they did for the annual physical is 2 tubes of blood. Ours on our panel that you see is 6 tubes of blood. That's our basic panel. Now, when I do mine, I do way more than I expect anybody else to do. And generally, oftentimes it's around 20 tubes of blood. But I'm testing for other things, too. Things I'm not expecting you to do. But I would encourage you to do a cancer panel, a hormone panel, and a BNP to check for heart disease. So a lot of things you can find out in the blood. Do a hair test, check for heavy metals. There's a lot of toxicities in our environment. And who knows, it might be something simple. Here's a thought I like to leave with doctors when I'm lecturing. The most severe condition or problem you might have a simple solution. The most severe problem you have, like cancer, like MS or lupus, might have a simple solution, like the lady with breast cancer I just told you about. Like people with MS and lupus that we've seen over the years. This most serious disease might have a simple solution if you test properly and you know what to do with it. Conversely, or in addition to that, the symptoms you're having may have no reflection on the cause of the problem. The symptoms, problems you're having may not easily reflect or show the cause of the problem. Fella came in, 57 years of age, a few years ago. He didn't want to be in my office. His wife made him come. And he was on statins, cholesterol drugs, blood pressure, Prilosec for digestion, and he had ED and fatigue and all these other things, which is what 40% of the adult population have. Everything he had was exactly what 40%. They're on cholesterol meds, they're on blood pressure meds, they're on digestion meds like Prilosec, Prevacid. That's 40% of the entire adult population right there. His medical doctor, when he talked to him about it, said, it's just your age. You're getting older. Don't worry about it. He said, my buddies have the same thing. So we tested him, just like I'm recommending you guys do. You know what we found? We saw very high copper in his hair. Now, there's a disease of high copper called Wilson's disease, and it can cause high blood pressure, the effect on the liver. It could elevate cholesterol. It can cause fatigue, ED. Everything he's got could be caused by high copper. Now, where, people, is he getting that high copper? Water pipes. So what does this guy need? He needs a water filter. So you've helped him dramatically just by finding out the high copper. And that's why you got to get a hair test. See if you got high copper or some other heavy metal. Maybe lead, mercury, or who knows what. That's why we test. Simple hair test. And then we did a blood test. We saw he had extreme low, one of the lowest vitamin D's I've ever seen. Now, can low vitamin D cause ED, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, fatigue, all things? Yeah. Everything he's got could be associated with low vitamin D, too. With vitamin D. $40 a year. We'll give him 5,000 international units a day. That's easy. We look on up. He's got there's a test called ferritin, and it was high. He's got hemochromatosis. No doctors test for that. Rarely is it ever tested for. It's part of our standard panel. Large percentage of the population have an impaired ability to process iron. And how do you take care of hemochromatosis? Donate blood. Donate blood. That's all you need to do. And so right there, for a test that cost him, let's say less than $600, we found that he had high copper, water filter. Is why he needed low vitamin D. $40 a game vitamin D for a year, and he needed to donate blood. I've helped him 90% just by doing those three things. Those three things. Now we saw some other things too. He had an inflamed liver because of the drugs he was on. Yeah, we provided nutrients for that. Got him under control, and within 2 weeks, he's off all his drugs. ED was gone. Everything was much better just by a simple blood test that changed his life and got him off the drugs. Did his doctor ask him about it? What he did? No, didn't want to know. Anyway, you'll listen to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Natural way of caring for you.
Enjoy your new year with Health Foods Unlimited and enjoy special savings going on now with our wide selection of brands, including Garden of Life, Solgar, New Chapter, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Nordic Naturals, Avalon, Derma E, and Andalou. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy, and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
The region's most experienced hospice providers are now working together as one family. So you can call us Ohio's Hospice of Dayton, Ohio's Hospice of Miami County, and Ohio's Hospice of Butler and Warren Counties. Together, our expertise helps people live more fully during life's final months. And we're still nonprofit, so more of our revenue goes back into patient care. Our family of experts now serve more Ohio families like yours. Learn more at ohioshospice.org.
So when I saw that block, I was like, wow, we could really do this. I mean, my hands started shaking. I started to get goosebumps. Then that three-point shot went in, and I was like, boom, or something crazy like that. When the clock read zero, I took off running, yelling, we did it! Oh, baby, we did it! Then I cried.
Relive your moment with the Ohio Lottery Cavs Championship Instant Tickets, dedicated to the team that proved odds were meant to be beaten.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Another very cold day, sun and few clouds at times this afternoon. Highs will climb into the teens. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back. This is Dr. Merkel at Take 2 Healthcare. And, you know, I have totally forgot about the people calling in, but we've got some callers online here. There's some things I want to talk about coming up. But, Kevin, you have been so patient and waiting. Kevin, how can I help you today?
Hey, good morning.
It is.
I've got a son that just turned four, and for the past couple years he's dealt with, I think it's eczema, you know, dry red spots he gets on his skin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure if it's from something he's eating or, you know, some external environmental fact. You know, what are some things that I should avoid, and what can I do to help him out?
Okay, there's just a couple things off the top of my head you can try. Vitamin D would be one.
Okay.
Avoid dairy and avoid soy for a few weeks and see if that helps.
Soy, okay.
Yeah, other than that, you might try avoiding grains.
Bread products.
Bread products, yeah. Yeah, wheat, rye oats, and barley, yeah, things like that.
Okay.
Maybe corn, too. And if you can see change in a week, you're probably on the right track. Or, I know, a four-year-old, that's kind of tough, but a few days like that. Now, there's also some other things that may contribute toward it, too. You're up in Piqua?
Yes.
But there's a lot of environmental things that could trigger that, too. And that's where, if these things don't work, I'd recommend you get tested.
Okay.
Get a blood test and even a hair test. There's a doctor I work with, I consult with out in Arizona. A little girl, about 4 years of age, had oozing sores over most of her body. And they said it was just severe eczema. And she was on a ton of drugs. And this doctor told me that the parents were crying because this girl was just so bad.
It sounds terrible.
And it really, actually, when I was out there, I actually came and consulted with them because he needed some help on it. And we did the testing, like I just told you about. And you know what we found?
What's that?
Extreme high levels of arsenic.
Really?
Now, I'm not saying that be with your child. But arsenic causes tissue breakdown, exactly the signs he was having. Now, I'm not saying, I've had other people with eczema, and that wasn't the cause, the arsenic. That's why the symptoms, people's got eczema, but what's causing it may be different. Your child getting off, I've had some people with eczema, getting them off dairy, took care of it. I've had others, different things like that. Sometimes vitamin D is a key. Maybe stopping dairy and vitamin D will be the key. If you try those things and they don't work, then I'd recommend maybe you get testing. Even check with our office and get tested. And you might find the solution pretty easy. It might be just like I said, there it is. And once you find it, you should be able to get that child under control. On everyone we've seen with eczema, we've been able to get a good resolution, if not total solution, within weeks.
Okay. Well, what volume of vitamin D internationally?
How much does he weigh?
Probably 45 pounds.
30, 45 pounds. I'd probably do 1,000 micrograms or 1,000 international units for about 3 days and drop it down to 500.
Up and down to 500. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Try and get some in, get him going like that, and see if it will help get the vitamin D levels up. And if you're at 500 for a month and you don't see any change, you probably need to get tested.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank
you
very much.
You're welcome, Kevin, and I wish you well on that. Hopefully that gets resolved here pretty quick. That can be a pretty miserable thing, but hopefully this will be a good year for him. Okay, we're going to go right through Jerry. Jerry, how can we help you today? We only got about a minute here.
Hi, Dr. Markle. My husband's on clopidogrel, trazodone, and aspirin. And the trazodone's because the clopidogrel, he can't sleep. I mean, if you look up symptoms of side effects, but he has it. You don't see it there, but he keeps telling the doctor, and he's miserable. He'll go 2 or 3 nights without rest.
What's the first drug for?
Extent. And he has to be on it through next month. And he's practically, for several months, he's been trying to make the doctors understand that he's not doing well with it. He coughs, but the worst part is he's breathless and he can't sleep. And I'm wondering if natokinase could be an alternative for him to get him through the month.
Well, to do natokinase, you're going to have to do additional blood testing to make sure the blood doesn't get too thin.
Okay.
Okay. And
he could use it with it or instead of it.
Oh boy, I can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah, no, I didn't
you
think so.
You can't do one or the other. You got to really test and have somebody monitor what you're doing. You just can't stop the medication and go on natokinase, because natokinase doesn't change the platelet, doesn't change the INRPT. He's getting an IRPT done. That's a blood test anyway. For you listeners, that's to how thin the blood is. But this is a case that if you need some help, I'd recommend you contact our office and talk to one of us doctors, and we can help you manage that to see if there are some options to that medication.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Sorry about that, but this is a more involved thing. We just, not like the last call, I could say, hey, try this or that.
Right.
This is more, you got to have more management to help you with that situation. Okay.
Okay. I understand. Okay, well, thank you for speaking with me.
You are welcome. And that's what we try to do, help you with whatever you've got. And I got to tell you, PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic frequency, I had an injury earlier this week playing basketball. Okay, here I am, almost 60, still playing basketball with the young kids. And I had a pretty severe strain to my calf muscle, and I was on crutches. But I went in and did PEMF for about a half an hour, 2 or 3 days. And now, this was on Monday, I played. And very bad, but now I'm amazed how much better it works. If you got a neuromuscular skeletal problem, read PEMF, and it's what we've got in our office. Go and look on our website for PEMF. Google it and see what else you can do. We'd be happy to help you with it, too. It's pretty amazing. Say, I'm Dr. Merkel. You're listening to Take 2 Healthcare. Take 2 weeks to try a safe, natural option. Do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Do something this year to be healthier than you were last year. Take a walk every day. Keep in touch with your friends. Eat a salad every day. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.